When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
I walked the streets of Japan till I get lost.
I had totally forgotten about this song. This is the one Audio Slave song that I did not mind. And it was picked by Danielle, who is filling in for John Senning. We hope to get him back tomorrow.
Danielle, what's your Twitter? What's your Instagram? Where can people find you?
Twitter is Danielle, D-A-N-I. The name's on the screen. Danielle, but it has three L's because it was already taken.
Oh, and Danielle then, with three L's.
Yeah.
So D-A-N-I-E-L-L-L-E
is me, I-S-M-E.
Okay. Danielle.
Oh, my gosh. They pulled me up.
Oh, wow. Danielle, triple L is me. And your background says Dave Grohl will save us all?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hello. That's me.
And then on Instagram, you are?
Hello, it's Danielle with two E's at the end.
Hello, it's Danielle E.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I guess Instagram and Twitter just weren't very helpful with my username. So I
gotta say, props to anybody who can find her on social media after this.
Yeah, if you can locate her, good on you. Because
I know that's the whole point.
Oh, ruined that clever little ruse. Hello, Brad. What's up?
Hey, Drew. I just had a quick comment for you. I know everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and you give your opinion. So I just want, give my opinion on the whole entitlement thing. John Wayne made the comment that he felt that, African Americans were entitled to things because of their color. That was his opinion then.
I don't think my he said opinion, that.
Isn't that what you had just said?
We said with a lot of blacks, there's quite a bit. I mean, I think you're oversimplifying what he said, but, he said that they're basically less educated, we can't get on our knees and turn everything over to them because they are irresponsible when it comes to leadership.
Okay. So, and that was his opinion at the time. And
thanks, because I thought that was fact. I don't know the difference between fact and opinion because, I skipped third through sixth grade where they did a good job of explaining that.
I honestly can't, I can't answer that. So, I mean,
you can't, you're right.
My opinion is, that was 43 or 49 years ago.
No, that's not an opinion. That's a fact, sir.
Okay, if
you, and maybe no one did a good enough job explaining to you the difference between fact and opinion. When you can mathematically subtract the year right now, 2019, and then you subtract that year from it, 1971, and then you come up with an answer, that's actually a fact. Now, when you express something like
sure.
John Wayne is a racist, that's an opinion. I don't think whoever was responsible for educating you did a good enough and a thorough enough job of explaining the key difference between fact and opinion.
Okay, I'll give you that. So that's a fact. So my opinion is I still feel that, a lot of people feel entitled to things based on their color. I feel that. So that's my opinion.
But why should we care about that? Like, honestly,
nobody has to. Nobody has to.
Right. Like, I'm embarrassed that you used my show to express that because, A, nobody cares, and B, it makes you come off kind of gross. Like, do you know how many black people do you know have asked you for stuff just because of the color of their skin? Have you met black people who go, hey, man, I'd like to come inside your house and get a ham sandwich because I'm black? And I'm entitled to that.
No, I have not.
Okay.
Had that.
And have you ever been interviewing a prospective employee and he said to you, I'll tell you what, I'm underqualified, but I like that management position because my skin is black. Has that ever happened to you?
It has not happened to me.
Then what, sir, do you base this incredibly myopic and disgusting and loathsome worldview that paints you as an ignoramus? To what do you base that on? That black people are looking for things solely based on the...
How about this? Simple. This is very simple. Mm-hmm. You watch the news. I'm sure you watch the news.
I do. Every day.
How about all the times that African Americans get, say, pulled over or chased by the cops or whatever happens, and they feel entitled to be able to run away or do whatever?
That's not entitlement, sir. That's fear. Sir, that's a look. We often
that's your opinion that it's fear. I mean, you're not in that position, so
no, and neither are you, You don't know what it's like to be pulled over with a darker skin tone and worry that a simple traffic stop is going to lead to your death. You certainly are well aware. You watch the news. You know that while it might happen one millionth of the time, that it's still a possibility that it could happen in 2019, that some busybody white lady calls the cops on a black dude who's trying to fix his car, and they think that he's trying to steal a car, so they show up with guns drawn and beat the bloody hell out of him. That happens a couple of months ago. So then,
sure, that would be wrong if the cops did that. That's
no, they did. That's a fact. That happened. So the fact that that happens gives black people a little bit of fear when they get pulled over by a white cop. Some of them, they use that to be hypervigilant as to where they keep their hands, and they explain to the officer, I'm going to reach and get my license now, even though they shouldn't have to do that. They do that. And then some black people are afraid of police officers, so they think they have a better chance running from a police officer than doing what the police officer tells them to do. That's not entitlement, sir. That's fear.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Well, tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, that's your opinion.
No, sir. You led us down this road, and I just handed you your ass in a verbal debate if you can't counter anything that I just said to you. And I know you can't because you're wrong and I am right.
Okay.
I'm giving you this chance.
Can I just go into one more quick subject?
No. You can't. You can either say, you know what, Drew? You were right and I was wrong. Or I can hang up on you because you were dead wrong on that one. Or you can explain to me why I'm wrong and you're right.
I can't explain to you why you're wrong and why I'm right. I can just tell you that that was my opinion on things and you have your opinion on things. I mean, that's really all there is to that.
There's not, though. Your opinion is based on ignorance. I don't know if you're an ignorant guy, but you're expressing an ignorant opinion based on ignorance.
Okay. That's fair for you to say. That's fine.
You're a little bitch.
Oh.
I mean, you are. He is. He's just agreeing to everything. It's no fun. Like, he can't even back up his own points. He just throws this dumb crap out there.
I'm not confrontational. That's the whole thing.
Well, you're calling the wrong radio show, Chief.
Just trying to chime in on one thing you had going on.
I know, and you're getting your ass handed to you. But go on with the point that you wanted to move on to, please.
All right. So it was just because you just were talking to a caller about you were making fun of his owner, the husband, the black husband was well endowed and all that.
Boyfriend, not husband.
Boyfriend. I just want your opinion on this because it's happened to me twice in 3 days. Saturday, I'm out with my wife having lunch. We're at a restaurant and I see there's two black guys walking around. They got basketball shorts on and they got their basketball shorts pulled all the way down, but completely below their butt. And walking around all like that. And that's fine, whatever, that's how they did it. Fruit of the Loom's all hanging out. I think that's inappropriate. But today, to top it off, I am 39 years old.
What a shame, dude. You think like a 70-year-old man. Go on.
Well,
a 70-year-old racist right man. Go on.
Okay. All right, let me ask you this. Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I got a 15-year-old son.
Okay, all right. So you're in a store with your 15-year-old son, as I was today. I didn't have my kids with me, but I'm in a store. I'm standing at the counter. There's a black guy next to me. Same deal. He's got his pants down below his butt. Uh-huh. But to top it off, he's got his junk pulled over. He's wearing a belt.
Sir, why are you spending so much time looking at African American men's underwear? That is what I take away from that. Why do you spend so much time looking at black men's underwear?
Junk's hanging out?
Drew Grubb Alive. Who are you? Matt?
Yeah, it's Matt. Hey, Drew, man. All due respect, buddy, but you're a pretty arrogant radio show host.
Duh.
Man. I just heard part of this conversation about the black people and the getting pulled over. Statistically speaking, I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but you're taking probably one isolated incident. I'm sure there's other ones.
Sir, I said it happens probably one millionth of the time. I even said fractionally, it probably happens one millionth of the time, and that's still too many.
Fine. And you're making excuses for why, it's almost like you're trying to make it sound like justification for why a black person would have a reason to run for the cops, whether they're doing something illegal, whether it's
not a justification as to why they would run.
That's all lip service, dude. All lip service, and that's all BS.
This is a radio show, dude. All I have is lip service. I talk here. That's what we do.
Well, that's great, but you might want to talk in some kind of more professional fact.
No, this is not a professional radio show.
That's obvious, but you're just throwing stuff out there not accurate, and you're feeding people
it's accurate.
Vulnerable.
You don't think it happens? I gave you a specific instance where it happened. A black guy was trying to fix his car. A busybody white lady called the cops because she thought he was trying to steal it, and the cops showed up, and they beat the hell out of an engineering student who was simply trying to fix the fender on his car.
Okay, yeah, but how does that one isolated example...
That's not an isolated example, sir. It happens all the time. What's up, Michael? Now you're hijacking Seth's sidewalk.
I know. I looked up at the call screen and realized I'm not getting to this today.
I'm the guy who has a fact, so I'd like to counter whatever he had to say. Sure, go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead? What does that mean, go ahead?
You're saying that... a black guy is run because they don't get pulled over because they're bad. They get pulled over because they're breaking the law.
I never said they don't get pulled over. I never said why they get pulled over, sir.
That's what it kind of sounded like. Okay, so after you get pulled over, why is he running?
Because I don't know how I can explain this to you. Because there are incidents where
they have body cams. That's why they have body cams.
Not all of them, sir. And you ever see that one? Oh, their body cams weren't activated. So you're telling me there's no problems with my... What?
When was this?
Okay. Take care, guy. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
How are you doing today, Drew?
What's up, brah?
Well, I don't understand how you just erase a lot of stuff that's happened to other people. And I'm going to put it in context. I'm born and raised here. My parents worked at Honeywell. They're upper middle class. We live out on Treasure Island.
Cool.
And I get bussed to 16th Street. Cool. I don't get off the bus with people my age. All of a sudden, your uncles are there. Their brothers are there. They're patting my pockets. You know, you only see one side of it.
What's the other side? I'm very confused.
The white man works for his stuff, too. But we got to apologize for everything.
I didn't ask you to apologize for anything. What do you think you have to apologize for? I didn't ask you to. You don't owe anybody an apology.
Apologize. I listen to you all the time. You're an intelligent guy, and I don't know if it's your shtick or what.
No,
you're going to be a smart ass.
No, I know. I'm a smart ass. You listen to the show all the time. You know this is how I am when stupid people call. You should have known that because you're stupid and you called. Now, here's the thing. I don't ask you to apologize for anything. I'm not apologizing for anything. But you can both
so
look.
I'm stupid.
I know. I'll try to use small words.
All right, I'll make sure I introduce myself when I see you.
All right. Say, hey, this is a stupid guy who called you about the thing when I got bussed from Treasure Island. But if you listen for a sec, you'll learn something.
I've been listening for years.
Thank you, buddy.
You stay on the same side of the fence.
What? I know. I know. This is my opinion.
There's examples of what you're saying, but there's also a million examples going the other way.
Of course.
Blame the white man.
Sir, I'm not blaming the white man. I'm simply saying why some black people have the perspective that they have. You don't have to feel guilty for being black, white.
What about the third perspective? The one where he pulls out a gun and shoots him when he's walking up to the car.
That happens. Cops put their life on the line every day, every single traffic stop.
About that.
Because we weren't talking about that. We weren't talking about that, sir. I didn't say blacks are the only people who have things to worry about. Of course, law enforcement officers have to worry every single time they pull someone over, no matter what the race is. They're worried that they're going to get shot and killed. They have a very dangerous job, and they should be respected. I respect and love and appreciate every single person who puts on a badge to protect and serve our community, because they do a job that, quite frankly, I'm too chicken crap to do. I don't want to do that job. They do, and I'm glad that they do.
Well,
but we weren't.
You giving the caller a hard time about telling him he's looking at their butts too much. You can't help it because it's hanging out for everybody to see.
Guess
it's
what?
Ridiculous.
No, sir. Sir, here's the thing. If you are looking at something that you don't enjoy looking at, look at something else.
Well, I do.
Okay.
I didn't call about it.
But you mentioned it.
So you condone it?
Yeah, I don't care how dudes wear their pants, guy. I got way too much
care.
To worry about.
Okay, as I do. But there's a difference. You don't condone it, but you don't like it either. Or do you like it? Are you the one that likes it?
I don't have an opinion. I don't have an opinion on dudes who hang their pants low, because it doesn't affect my life.
You're doing a radio show. Peace.
You get worked up when you see a dude with saggy pants? What do you care?
How did this all start again? I can't even remember.
John friggin' Wayne.
Oh, John Wayne. You D-bag. You're dead, and look what you're doing to this show.
727-579-1025.
Racist dead people. Hi, Jack Drew Garabo live.
Tory Spears, the white man, frowny face emoji. Polk County Perm, love your show right now. Cliff Bloom, I'm embarrassed as a white man listening to the racism being spewed by your callers.
There's no way I can do my sidewalk sale at any time during this segment.
What's up, Terry? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Terry.
I'm trying not to laugh at you.
No, laugh at me all day long. If you're laughing and listening to this show, then I am happy no matter what the reason you're laughing.
I'm afraid you're going to call me stupid, but don't call me stupid.
I can't promise anything. I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal here. You don't say anything stupid, and I won't call you stupid. How about that?
I'll try. I was just thinking about Delilah and how she softened you up and made you.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'll be perfectly honest with you. If she were to hear this show, she would be creaming in her panties right now because she loves this kind of stuff. So.
No,
ma'am, you ask her opinion on racists, and I promise you I've had more in-depth conversations with her about it than you have. I guarantee you I'm on the right side of this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, but you can do it in a nicer way. That's all I would say.
I could, but then would that be me? Would that really be me? I got to be me, Patty, or Terry, whatever your name was. I got to be me.
Terry. Yeah, I know. And you told that one guy, well, you're calling the wrong show if you don't.
That's right. Like, oh, you're a controversial radio guy. Yeah, you're listening to the show, dildo head. Not you, him. Thank you, though, yeah. Terry. I appreciate you. You're not stupid at all.
Okay.
Thank you. Peace and love.
This is going to be a hot cut of the day, and my little slip up as, you know, it's not going to make it anymore.
Matt. Fat chance, pal.
Hey, Drew. Deep breaths, Drew.
Okay.
Now, I think white boomer males are probably the most entitled group of people in the country, essentially just calling the manager all the way across the Midwest. I don't know
what you're saying, but I appreciate your phone call very much. 727-579-1025. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Drew. Hey, I'm just calling. I want your opinion.
All right.
I don't like all this racism.
Okay.
But if we keep it in the limelight, it just seems like we can never get over it. But then if we don't talk about it, how can we get over it?
You know, you do bring up an interesting quandary, because the more we talk about racism, the more we find out how racist we are. But if we stop talking about racism, it's not going to go away. We're just going to stop talking about it. So I don't know what the sweet spot is there. I don't know what the answer is. But you're 100% right. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy in that if we talk about racism all the time, we're going to continue to notice all the racists.
Right, right. And that's, you're right. That's my quandary. I struggle with that every day.
Mine too, dude. Patty, what's up?
Hey. Hi. Just wanted to say thank you for pointing out all the racist people in Tampa.
Well, they do a good enough job of it by themselves it out. But yeah.
And you can't hide it. I mean, you have to talk about it.
Sure.
There's no sweet spot, like you just said. There's not.
No.
So you got to, and it's not. Racism covers everybody. Mm-hmm. Like Trump calls it the brown wall, the brown line. That's all stats there.
Oh.
That, you know?
Where did Trump say the brown line? He said the brown wall?
I don't know, but we went a long time in the show today before somebody referenced him.
The brown wall?
I don't know.
What's the brown wall?
I'm not up on the Trump wall news today.
What is...
I was busy.
What's the brown wall? Tom, what's up?
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm going looking for the brown wall.
I can't talk too much because there's a bunch of waves in the background making a ruckus, but I just want to let you know that there's 10% bad in everybody and every facet of life, almost, from the policemen to the Asian people. Yeah. So everybody needs to realize there's 10% bad. So we're not lumping anybody, and you can expand on that.
Okay. All right. No, I don't want to expand on it. I think you said it.
What? With that?
It's the 10% bad theory.
Is that? That's a real theory.
Oh, yeah. Joe, what's up?
Sounds stupid.
Hey, I guess I caught the conversation halfway through, but from
dangerous.
What I'm understanding is, it is kind of dangerous. From what I'm understanding is people are calling in just spouting off about you being racist about something.
Me? No, I don't think so. You're the first person to say that.
Well, I don't find you to be racist, and I know I did hear a caller
say something about he's seen all kind of black people with their pants hanging down.
Yeah.
I'm almost 40 years old, and growing up, I hung out with all kinds of different people, and we all had our pants hanging down.
Yeah, dude.
It was the style.
Like, I don't get it. Like, and if you don't like it, go look at something else. Like, don't get all worked up. Like, oh, my God, everywhere I go, there's black men following me with their pants down. Like, okay, yeah, you go, boy. I don't know. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sean, go ahead real quick.
Hey, how's it going, Drew?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
So, I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
I understand that you're more intelligent than most people let on. And all you were simply doing is trying to give people the opportunity to debate. Mm. And you took one side of the argument, allowed them time to rebut.
Yeah.
They're not intelligent enough to come up with a intellectual thought to even compete with what your point of view was.
You know what, Sean? It doesn't even take that much intelligence. It just takes believing in what you say. And if you have an opinion, and I have factual evidence that can refute that opinion, and you can't change your mind enough to go, I wasn't aware of the fact that black men are still targeted by white people who are busybodies and then call 911. And then I wasn't aware of that still happened. Thank you for educating me. And now they aren't intelligent enough to do that. So I guess you're right. They're dumb. Thank you. One more call. What's up, Carrie?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, Carrie.
All right. I just have to say, long-time listener.
Thank you.
First-time caller.
Appreciate that.
And my husband hates you.
Thank you.
So I love it, though, because we argue all the time. He says you're a dick.
He's right.
And I'm like, no, but he's so funny.
You're right.
That's
you're both
the
right.
Reason.
I can be funny and be a dick.
Yes, exactly.
No,
I just wanted to let you know I love your show.
Thank you. You're awesome. Thank you.
Keep it going.
Okay.
Calling people stupid because they are.
Thank you.
They're ignorant.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say I love you.
Thank you. That was my least favorite call that I got of the entire bunch.
No wonder her husband hates you. She wants to leave him for you.
Like, that was the one. Like, most radio people be like, oh, yeah, tell me why I'm great. Ugh. For me, it's like, go back to calling me a dick. I'm more comfortable that way.
I can't handle the compliments.
What's up, Ryan?
Unless they're about me.
Hey, Drew. First things first, all wives want to leave their husbands for you. Second, man, you're on fire today, bro.
Thanks,
as a 25-year-old, you know, male living in this world, you're speaking the truth, bro.
Thanks, man.
People
appreciate
that. Need to get out of that box, man, you know?
You're right, dude. Think for outside real. The box and get inside the box. That's what I like to say.
Hey.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Appreciate
you. I'll catch you later.
Thank you.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.